Well, welcome to the online version of the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. As I said many times, I got a lot of thoughts, but I love prayers. And so that's why we do these services. And just been on my heart that we had 23 folks come from homecoming, come to homecoming, rather, on Sunday. And it was such a joy to reflect on the history of Bethel and to see some people that haven't been attending for a while to come. And Sylvia Marsh was with us in attendance. She was the oldest lady in the church that particular Sunday. She's looking good. She can get around. She's staying with Doug and Debbie Marsh. And so we're thankful for that. But I was thinking about a lot of things that we have done in the church. And, of course, we had a covered dish dinner in the church for the church family for the first time in, I don't know, maybe a year and a half or something like that. It was really a wonderful joy to be together in fellowship and breaking bread together. And so I was just reflecting on that. And the other thing I was reflecting on, before COVID, we were doing a weekly Bible study on the book of Proverbs. And I think we got all the way up to chapter 17 or 18 before the COVID thing kind of put a crimp in our style and we no longer met. So I was thinking about the book of Proverbs. You know, the book of Proverbs is an interesting book. It's about the compilation of wise sayings, many penned by Solomon, who was acclaimed to be the wisest man of his era. And there's 31 chapters that call us to listen to wisdom and avoid folly. Starting with the core message in chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom." New Living Translation. Wisdom, knowing what to do when, comes from honoring God by seeking His ways. And the introductory verses that we read, it says, "Listen when your father corrects you, and don't neglect your mother's instruction." That's good advice, believe me. So what you learn from all of them will crown you with grace and will be a chain of honor around your neck. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. But since the Proverbs are a collection of wise sayings to guide us through choices of life and give us understanding about things that we face, the majority of these are attributed to Solomon, whose wisdom was greater than all the people in the East, according to 1 Kings. And ultimately, the source of all wisdom is our wise God. And the good news is that He makes that wisdom available to us, not only in text like today's reading from Proverbs that I just mentioned, but also in response to our prayers. James, Jesus' half-brother, said, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." James chapter 1, verse 5. All we have to do is ask, and that's basically what prayer is. You know, prayer is talking to God. And then if you befriend wisdom, you meet the charisma and brilliant and refreshing, honest women of wisdom. I'm getting tongue-tied now in chapters 1 through 9. You see, wisdom is personified as a woman. That's why they say a happy life is a happy wife. Oh, no, the happy wife is a happy life. And that's because we are happy to have a beautiful wife, like in Proverbs 31. Amen. But in chapter 1, she opens a wide invitation. You see, women of wisdom promises to be straight-talking, intuitive voice as you discern your way, helping you to press on amid hardship and joy and disappointment. And she asks you for only one thing in return, that you accept her as she is in all her breathtaking glory. So our challenge for all of us today, as we look at the first chapter of Proverbs, I encourage you to read it for yourself. It's not very long. Let's see, it's 33 verses, and they're all, as you know, pithy sayings that give you understanding about wisdom, and wisdom certainly is the feminine side of God. I'm having a hard time talking today. But since it's Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, we're going to have a little bit of prayer this morning. Linda Sassine filled out a prayer request when she was in church on Sunday. And she put some things on there. Let me see. It says add to the church prayer line and put in the bullet next week. So these are available for her as she requests prayer for, and I have a hard time reading her writing sometimes. And we'll just do the first names. I can make out the first name. Is Susie, Kendall. Both are in the hospital, and they're having pancreatic cancer problems. You know, Linda is a retired nurse, but she is such a prayer warrior. We have some good prayer warriors in this church. We got four or five of them, and we're blessed. So as you come and we bring these prayer concerns, you can be assured that the prayer warriors are taking them to heart. And she also prayed for the family of Julie Morgan, who just passed away. And I asked that prayers for the Malloy family. Judy's cousin, Clyde Malloy, went home to be with the Lord this past week, and I was honored to do his service, and we're grateful for that. So I know there's a lot of prayers, some that we cannot mention aloud because people don't want to mention aloud, but God always knows what's in the heart of people. So prayer is an important part, and intercessory prayer and all of that. So it's grateful to know that people will fill out their prayer requests, and if you have one, send Phil or myself a note, either by email or text, or give us a call on the phone. You can find our information in the bulletin. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to pray intercessory. But did you know that you don't need an intercessor? You don't need a written prayer request? You don't need anything. And I say that because you have direct access to God through Jesus Christ. So talk to the Father. He wants to hear from you. He loves you, and he would love to hear from you. So before we do the Lord's Prayer, I want to say a little prayer that's related into the book of Proverbs. Jesus, around us are so many things vying for our attention, responsibilities, cares, the crisis in the world and our everyday life, constant interruptions, the noise buzzing with our own heads sometimes is just too loud. We desperately need to listen to your voice to help us find our way. So help us to stop and listen. Give me and all the rest of us the ability to distinguish between your voice, distractions, agendas, or even the agenda of others, and the lies of the enemy. Without you, Lord, I cannot navigate my path, but with you, I can find strength and courage and press in, and the wisdom to discern all of our steps in the precious name of Jesus. And we close this segment with the prayer that Jesus taught by praying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I said that all that to say this, as I mentioned earlier, that we were doing a study in Proverbs before COVID. And I've been thinking for the next, I don't know, long time. I think what I'll do is just reflect on each chapter of Proverbs and have a little commentary and a little encouragement that's in there. But I do challenge you to read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 33. I think you'll truly be blessed. So each week from now on in the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and I'll give you some of my thoughts and prayers, but we'll reflect on Proverbs next week, chapter 2. Well, I hope and pray that you're doing well. Beginning of next week, Tina will be bringing the message next week in church, so I hope and pray that you can come and to be a part of it. I will still be able to do the online service, so you can hear me on the online service, but Tina will be bringing the message, and Phil always records them, so then you can always go back into the archives and listen to Tina's message, too. Well, I'm starting to ramble like I always do, but just know that God loves you, and so do I. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Amen.